Can we go straight to a vote on this?
Yeah, on the amendment, Tracy's amendment, on to take out the reference to the bylaws.
Okay. And let's see. We'll go with Teresa Allen.
So we are now voting on
removing per the bylaws, which is a friendly amendment from Tracy.
I say
not
yes.
Friendly.
I'm sorry, Teresa, I didn't hear you.
I say yes.
Okay.
I got knocked off.
Nia, what we're doing is we're voting on Tracy's amendment to remove the phrase per the bylaws that she had suggested. Do you vote yay, nay, or abstain?
No.
Okay. Lydia Brisson?
No.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Of course not. It didn't count.
I'll vote yes, and somebody, whoever, if it's right, that will keep yourself.
Okay.
I did, I swear.
Campbell Johnson will pass. Afia Wangaza?
Okay.
Okay. And let's see. Okay, we've got Lydia, we've got Nia, we've got Bill, we've got Teresa, we've got Afia, and Campbell Johnson will abstain also.
Okay, and this is Tracy. I think I should vote, no?
Oh, Tracy, I'm sorry.
Okay, and just as a point of personal privilege, I'm gonna have to go right about now, but I will vote yes on this.
Okay.
And then I'm probably gone.
So we have 3 yes, 2 no, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you.
So that phrase has been removed.
Right. So can you read the whole motion now the way it's been amended, please, Cameron?
Okay, just a second. Let me get back here to where we are. Okay, the motion currently reads, the coordinating committee recommends to the PMB that it set the next PMB set a PMB meeting for January 31st to seat new directors, and this meeting shall be held by teleconference.
Okay, thank you. Can we go ahead and vote on that? Because we do have some other things in the agenda for tonight. I hope we don't take too much longer on this.
So we're calling the question on that motion.
Well, I can't really call the question. I'm just encouraging
people. Call the question.
Well, it's not allowed in a committee meeting, but if people...
Bill, I said I had a question, Bill. Somebody's in the subway or something. I don't know what's going on. It's not a noise.
Yeah, Tracy, that might be you. I thought you had some background noise, Tracy. If you can mute yourself, please. Go ahead, Nia.
Yeah. Remember, I said that I had a motion?
Well, we need to deal with this motion first. We're not finished with it. We just voted on an amendment.
I thought it was done. Okay.
We voted on Tracy's amendment. So, Campbell, if you can read, well, you just read the motion. So, can we go ahead and vote on it?
Okay.
Campbell just read it.
Read it again.
Please, there's a lot of train noise or something.
Do you want me to read the motion again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay, the coordinating committee recommends to the PMB to set a PMB meeting for January 31st to seat new directors, and this meeting shall be held by teleconference.
Okay. Can you call the roll, please, so we can hear?
Okay. Let's see. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Okay. Nia Bediako? Nia? Can't hear you. Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
No.
Okay. Campbell Johnson will pass. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Okay. Sophia Wangaza?
Yes.
Okay.
What, can you call Nia again? She was just on.
Did I call? Oh, Nia? Are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here, and yes.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you very much, lady. Okay, so I'll vote yes on this. And that means we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes, 2 no, and I believe no abstentions.
Okay, thank you. Okay, can we move on to the next agenda item then? So the motion's approved.
Bill, hello. I said I had a motion.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he still has his motion.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, my motion is for the chair of the coordinating committee to get a written opinion from Foundation Council as to whether people who... as to whether directors who have served 5 years as of January 31st are allowed to attend meetings during February.
Let me catch the last part. From General Counsel as to whether, and what was after that?
Directors who have served the mandatory 5 years according to the bylaws are allowed to attend or be whatever, not attend, but be on teleconference.
Continue being seated.
Huh? What'd you say, Teresa?
What you're saying, are they allowed to continue being seated?
Exactly. Beyond the mandatory, there's no ambiguity about it. So you can word it however you want to word it, Campbell. Beyond the 5 years, there's no ambiguity. You shall serve 5 years.
Okay, what I put in there, according to the bylaws, beyond their specified terms.
No, this is Lydia.
No.
Okay. Well, just make sure we got it right. You got it all, Campbell?
I don't know. Let me read it back to you. That the chair... coordinating committee chair to get a written opinion from general counsel as to whether directors who have served the mandatory 5 years according to the bylaws.
I don't think the word is mandatory. I think they mean maximum.
Okay, maximum instead of mandatory. Okay, served the maximum 5 years according to the bylaws. Can serve beyond their specified terms. Is that
okay.
Close enough?
Be allowed to. Okay. I guess it has the essence of it. I just want to be in a form of motion and request.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
Yes. Okay, so Article 5, just so because it gives us some wording perhaps, Article 5, Section 2 of the bylaws reads, the term of a director shall be 1 year. A director may serve no more than 5 consecutive 1 year terms. A director shall not be eligible for further service as a director until 1 year has elapsed after the termination of a director's 5th consecutive 1 year term.
How about if I make reference to that section of the bylaws rather than writing all that down?
Didn't go so well.
I can do that. I can do that when I contact him. I mean,
okay.
There's actually multiple
Article 5, Section 2.
All this stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
And
you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I wanted to say something else. So everyone who votes in the affirmative, if this motion passes. If you can add those names to the request, because Andy knows he has to have 3 directors, so if you need that, in addition to being chair.
Okay.
Okay, Okay, well, let me say something. You know, I'm a little reluctant to ask for a written opinion just because it's going to cost more money. But, you know,
we don't know that. He hasn't charged us for a whole bunch of opinions when we saw that one invoice of his, so.
I'm not sure, but it takes time to write up a written opinion, and he's probably going to take more time if he's careful to do that. But that's my concern, and I still feel this is we're jumping the gun, because if the directors are not all elected by then this is kind of a moot point anyway, and I still think it makes sense to wait until after the directors are elected to make this decision. Anybody else want to speak on the motion?
Well, this is Lydia.
This is Nia.
Okay.
I'll defer to Nia because she hasn't motivated.
Well, there isn't much to motivate. This is not a moot point. This is what we do all the time. We wait until something is right upon us, and then we're in a panic. We do the wrong thing. We get sued, and then we have to recalibrate and try to do the right thing. So I would like to call the question. No, you can't call the question in the committee. I'd like to call the question. Let's vote it up or down. It is not moot.
Okay, well, you can't really cut off debate, but you've encouraged everybody to cut off debate. So if people are ready to vote, we can do that. Shall we vote on this?
This is Teresa.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Shall we vote?
This is Teresa.
Did you want to say something, Teresa?
Yes. I do somewhat agree with your concern, Bill, and I'm wondering if it would be so bad if we didn't just ask Andy to send him an email and not ask for a written decision, but ask him to report to us what his opinion is on this. Then we could get in the minutes, so it doesn't have to be written, if we would give him just a little bit of time, rather than just bringing it on him in a PNB meeting, if we would just ask his opinion on this, so he doesn't have to write it.
Okay, so that sounds like an amendment, take out the word written, is that what you're saying? Okay, are there any objections to doing that?
I have a question.
Yeah.
This is Lydia. I'm on the stack.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Lydia.
If he sends us an email, it's still written. If he says it verbally, it's still an opinion. And lawyers do charge for time, although, like I said, Andy has been great. He hasn't been charging us for a lot of these opinions that just do not require research. And furthermore, is that this is such a critical issue because it's been raised in court on more than one occasion. As soon as you infringe on or extend an elected term of anything, it invites possible litigation. We need some counsel. I think the bylaws are perfectly clear on the issue, but because there will be diverse opinions on this board, I think it is the prudent and responsible thing to do. It'll be just a yes or no. He agrees with what's, literal in the bylaws or not.
Okay. Anybody else want to say anything? Can we vote on it? I think it's too early for this, but go ahead. Can you call the roll, Linda Campbell?
Sure. Teresa Allen?
If we're voting on
the motion.
The motion to remove the word written?
No.
Oh, yeah, right. That's great. I forgot. Let me just ask, are there any objections to removing that? I guess there were. So
yeah, there were.
Lydia was objecting. Okay. So we're voting on whether to remove the word, could you change written reports to just report? So a vote yes means take out the word written.
I say yes.
That's Teresa?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia Brisson?
No.
Okay. And Nia Bediako?
No.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Campbell passes. Tracy Rosenberg?
women are 50% of...
Can't hear you, Tracy. Sophia Wan Gaza?
No.
Okay. And Campbell will vote yes on this.
Okay.
So we have three yes, three no, and no abstentions.
Okay, so the motion fails. The motion to remove the word written fails 3-3. Okay, can we go and vote on the whole motion?
Yes, the motion is now the coordinating committee chair to get a written opinion from general counsel as to whether directors who have served the maximum 5 years according to the bylaws can serve beyond their specified terms.
Okay, thank you. Okay, can you call a roll on that, please, Campbell?
Main motion?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Teresa Allen?
I'll say no.
Okay. Lydia Brazone?
Yes.
Nia Bidiaco?
Yes.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
No.
Okay. Campbell Johnson will vote yes. Sophia Wan Gaza?
I'm sorry, what is the motion?
The motion, it's the main motion now. Coordinating committee chair to get written opinion from general counsel as to whether directors who have served the maximum 5 years according to the bylaws can serve beyond their specified terms.
Yes.
Okay, and let's see. Tracy Rosenberg? Okay, I can't hear you, Tracy. All right, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 yes, 2 no, so the motion passes.
Just one second. Just a quickie. Campbell,
okay.
can you kindly send us all that motion, please, with the names of the people who voted yes? If you don't mind.
Well, what I was going to do is to provide the entire minutes tomorrow. Do you need it tonight?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll get over and crank up the computer and send them out tonight.
Oh, I thought you were typing. Oh, okay. All right.
No,
thank
I'm
you.
Writing on a pad.
Okay. Just that motion, please. Thank you.
Sure.
Point of information, is somebody preparing for a lawsuit or something?
Hope not. I don't know. All right.
No, I think that was because in getting a request from general counsel, we should have, like, at least three people requesting. And so at least three affirmative votes would be the three people requesting.
I think that's
the protocol.
The tone of this meeting is just rather sad, I must say.
Okay, I have another request for Campbell. If you can let us know, I guess you have a meeting this Wednesday, is that right, Campbell?
PMB, LSB meeting?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, and then WBI also has a meeting then. If Nia and Campbell can let us know after that meeting, or at least Thursday morning or something, if you've elected a director or when you're going to elect directors. I assume
okay.
WPFW at least is not because it's not on the agenda, but I think the PNB needs to know that when the director election is scheduled for.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And then the next item on the agenda still was to set some meeting dates for February. And I mean, Tracy's already suggested February 3rd, 7th, which is the first Thursday in February. I think it's a good idea regardless of whether that previous motion is approved by the PNB. So And then the in-person meeting is scheduled to start about 2 weeks later on the 22nd. So I hope we can just do this quickly. Is there any objection to scheduling a teleconference meeting for February 2nd?
February 7th.
I'm sorry, 7th, yeah. A teleconference meeting for the P&B on February 7th.
Yeah, I'm going to vote no. Again, I'm going to defer to some of the new directors that get on the board because we have some other February meetings scheduled. Don't we have one the next week, the 14th?
We have one 2 weeks later. We have one on the 10th and the 24th.
No, in February. Aren't you in February now?
There are no teleconference meetings for the P&B scheduled in February. The only thing is the in-person meeting for the 22nd, not counting committee meetings. So let me just finish. If you're going to have a meeting, it can always be canceled. It's easier to cancel it than just to add it in because somebody else may grab the date for another committee or something.
But what date are you proposing?
February 7th. The first Thursday of February.
Hmm.
It would be about 15 days before the in-person meeting starts.
Okay.
And if there's nothing to do, the P&B could cancel it, but it would be a convenient time to get some things done.
Okay.
So who wanted to speak? Mia, I believe?
Yeah, I was going to say some of what Lydia said, that would be up to the newly seated directors for them to set the date because we don't know what their availability is. It's the same thing like we have here at WBAI. You know, one group scheduling the meeting because it's convenient for their faction and the other slate, some of the people aren't even in the United States because there was no consultation, no 7-day notice. I think we need to wait until the directors are seated, and then do a poll.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay, Teresa?
I think if we did schedule it now, there would be the 7-day notice. I mean, people could plan their lives around it. I'm afraid that if we're not careful, then we won't get these meetings scheduled, and there'll be so much to do, and I'm afraid with the... I mean, it looks like we're going to have pro tem. Hold on, people. We're seated on the 25th. There'll be pro tem people, and we'll be. I don't know whether we're going to be voting orally or sending email ballots or what. Just to have the pro tem people, I'd say, as Bill suggests, schedule it and cancel it if need be, or reschedule it as need be. But at least get it on the calendar, so some local groups can schedule their meetings around it.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else want to speak on the motion to schedule a meeting, the teleconference meeting for the 7th of February? Okay, can we go ahead and vote on it? Kim, hold on, call the roll, please.
Oh, okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye when I call you. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia Brisson? Lydia? Nia Bidiaco?
Okay. Sorry, I was muted.
No.
Can you hear me, Lydia?
Yes, I heard you.
Okay, and I've got to mute it. Okay.
No, thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Campbell will abstain. Let's see, Afia Wangaza. Can't hear you, Afia. Tracy Rosenberg. Okay, so we have here, did I miss anybody? I think I got everybody. We have 2, 2, and 1. So motion fails.
Okay. All right, next item on the agenda. Reestablishing the technology and programming committees as task forces or special committees. Let me just mention, I did talk to George, who's been chair of the programming committee this year. He suggests we, you know, this is because the bylaws amendments that were just approved last month changed those, they deleted them from the list of standing committees in the bylaws. So the options are to reconstitute them as special committees like elections and personnel and I forget what else that are not defined in the bylaws, or as task forces. The advantage of task forces is that they would not have the same specific quorum requirements, so make it easier for them to reach quorum and they could still get things done. Plus, it opens up the membership to basically anybody who wants to be on it. So, George suggested that at least for programming, for now at least, that it be a special committee, like elections, for example. The P&B, of course, could always change the way the special committees are doing without having a bylaws amendment. But and the technology seemed to agree to make more sense to have it as a task force. But any suggestions from anybody or anybody want to make a specific motion?
Yes. No. I mean, this is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
To the staff. I will oppose anything on this because... I will be making a bylaws amendment to reinstitute programming early in the year, but nevertheless, that's we're a radio network and we're doing away with programming, amazing. And the reason that I would object to a special committee such as personnel or something is because then it might be limited to just the directors and so forth. I totally support the task force for the technology committee. And there you go. So I will be voting no, just because I think that the programming committee should be as it exists as the standing committee. And I do not recognize that the bylaws amendment was passed because KPFA did not adhere to the timeline once we moved original date for us to start voting on it. So all I have to do is send a letter to AG if I wanted to. I don't know if I have the energy, but regardless, I will not be supporting it because the bylaws amendment did not pass. Thank you.
Okay. anybody else want to make a motion or comment or suggestion?
Can I ask? I was typing this thing. Can I ask
okay,
what
Campbell.
The motion is now?
Well, there's no motion yet. Oh. The agenda item is whether we want to reestablish the technology and programming committees as special committees or task forces.
Oh, task force.
Lydia said she felt that the amendment was not approved. I think most people disagree with that interpretation, but
well, most obviously not. Most people. I mean, Bill, that's very disrespectful to the LSVs that voted against that and to all of the individuals who voted against it. So for you to say most, I think is not correct. But anyway.
Okay. Do I hear a motion?
So what I'm saying is that... No, so the point is, I think this is moot because it didn't pass, so.
Okay, anybody else want to comment or discuss this or make a motion? Well, I'd like to make a motion that we at least establish a technology task force. Or did we already do that?
Point of information, does...
Yes.
The action or whatever eliminate the technology task force?
Well, technology. Well, that's what I can't remember. I was just thinking of that. The PNB already did establish a technology task force, didn't they? In addition to the technology.
Yes. I thought
okay.
So.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. Okay. So we don't need to worry about that one, I guess. Thank
yeah.
you. Okay. So the technology task force can continue no matter what.
Yes.
And Lydia's saying that the bylaws voted KPFA is invalid on that amendment. I'm just asking, has anybody heard any objections from KPFA? Because I haven't heard any.
Well, but you'll know when this gets raised, when the committees are formed, right?
Well, it would be nice if this was settled, you know, as soon as possible. But I'm a little surprised because if anybody was going to object it, we think it would be KPFA. That's the station you're talking about.
I would think the people that would Teresa for the stack.
Oh, point of information.
Yeah, I'm not claiming to speak for KPFA. I am just stating a fact. They did not vote within the timeline, period. And then they can speak for themselves, but they're not present.
Okay.
So can we just drop this? Move on?
Campbell had a point of information. Okay, Campbell.
Yeah, I guess from my list of coordinating committee members, I can drop our esteemed CFO off?
Right.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Were you going to say something, Teresa?
Yes. I would think that the complaint, if it happened, would come from some LSB or board members, PNB members, who didn't vote for this, who did not want this to happen. Therefore, they might complain that it didn't pass because KPFA acted I tell you nothing. The way our board members, PNB members, are acting is very discouraging, depressing to me, and it acts like it seems to me that some people are purposely trying to get the foundation in trouble. And it's hard to keep up with, obviously. We all know it's very hard to keep up with. But it seems like people are making it on purpose, making it more difficult. So please forgive me for being very depressed and discouraged at the tone of how we're conducting business. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let me make a motion. I'm not sure where we go anywhere, but this is assuming that the bylaws amendments were that one was approved. It was valid. I'll move that we reestablish the programming committee as a special committee. Because if we don't do this, and that amendment is valid, then we have no programming committee.
Mm-hmm. I will second
that. Reestablish which committee special committee?
Programming. I mean, I wouldn't mind it having as a task force, but George, the current chair of the programming committee, suggested it be a special committee. So anybody want to discuss that motion?
Point of inquiry, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with right offhand special committees versus task forces.
Let's just say a committee. It's not one of the standing committees.
Okay, committee that has to have a quorum.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, so, and I don't know how they were doing on meeting quorum last year, but, you know, the big issue about the technology committee, and I guess was the programming the other one, was that they weren't meeting quorum, so therefore they couldn't do anything.
Right. George said that the programming committee had reached quorum about 3/5 of the time. which I don't consider real great, but I guess I won't try to judge that one way or the other. If you're suggesting it should be a task force, that would be okay with me, because then they wouldn't have that quorum problem.
Yeah, it'd be okay with me. The only I'm sorry, I should be recognized. Campbell for Stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Campbell.
The only problem I see is that, you know, if a motion comes from the task force, then if, you know, like two or three folks were to say, well, I don't think my station was represented there, so this motion doesn't include our consideration, you know, that I could see as being a problem. And as to how things relate to programming, I can go along with the notion that maybe it should be a committee so there isn't that issue left open. But, you know, and I've had committees before that have had problems like that, but then, you know, we do a straw poll on everything, and then when we get quorum, we vote everything in. You lose your opportunity to discuss it. That's what I do. I'm sorry, but, you know, that's the way I go at it. So we get stuff done.
Yeah, that's just well, I can respond to that, but I'll see if anybody else wants to speak first.
Yeah.
Bill, what is the motion on the floor?
The motion on the floor is that we reestablish the program committee as a special committee.
No, but didn't you recall that there's no such designation as a special committee?
I'm not familiar with it.
I think you're right. Let's just call it a committee.
As a committee. Okay.
Yeah.
And Teresa, I will second that.
Okay.
Okay. Don't need that in the committee.
You're the first second we've had tonight.
Did you want to talk, Teresa? You have experience with task forces too.
Well, I personally don't find task force to be that bad. But I happen to be working on two task forces that I think are very productive and positive. So there are some people. I remembered very distinctly when the archives group did not want to be a task force because they thought they wouldn't be respected. But I think that group didn't live long anyway because they just didn't have people, I think, to do the work. We could not expect Brian DeShazer to do all the work of that group. And so if you have people to do the work, I think no matter what you call it, they will get work done. And they will present their work to the PMB, and hopefully they will have worked it through enough and talked to enough people that there is buy-in. And so I don't care what you call it. I just want groups not to have problems meeting quorum and problems electing officers and just things that keep us from actually getting anything usefully done.
Okay, thank you. Well, let me ask first, Campbell, was that an amendment you were making to make it a task force instead of a committee? I didn't understand if you wanted to make that amendment.
I was just discussing.
Okay. Okay, Lydia?
Yes, my amendment would be that the committee should be constituted as currently described in the bylaws under its standing committee formation. I'm driving, so I can't look it up. But.
Okay, so you're talking about just the programming committee?
The programming committee, that it be populated as described in the bylaws when it was the standing committee.
Okay. Mia, I think you wanted to say something?
You know, I plan to vote against this motion. I don't understand. We are a radio broadcasting organization, and we are going to have a programming committee that is a task force? I mean, in my opinion, that's one of the three committees that the foundation should have, you know, along with audit,
personnel and the finance committee. I don't understand that. I agree with Teresa when she said it seems that there's something afoot here to undermine the organization. There must be, because it's just unfathomable. How do you disband with the programming committee in a radio broadcasting organization?
Teresa for the stack.
Okay. All right. I think you're arguing the bylaws amendment, Nia, but go ahead, Teresa.
Well,
go ahead, Nia.
KPFA voted out of turn. So I don't know how people are saying that this amendment passed anyway. And we talk about, you know, undermine the organization and all that. If we just do things the way they're supposed to be done, then they wouldn't be all this suspicious. I really don't understand what's going on.
Okay, Teresa?
Well, you know, I agree. It's very inconvenient. The KPFA, very, very sad that they did it that way. But did they do it because they really secretly wanted to be called into question and have their vote totally negated? I hope not. I hope they didn't just do this maliciously. But the fact of the matter is, you put words in my mouth if you're suggesting that I speak this way because it would be undermining our programming. Quite the contrary. It's not undermining our programming to make it a task force. I think a task force has just as much power as any other committee. It just doesn't have the very straitjacket of rules about how many people have to be on it. Have you ever served on the program committee, Nia? I mean, you want to be a committee, but have you served
yes.
on it? I mean, I served
back in the day, to answer your question, if I may, Mr. Chair, and it all goes back to which I have said repeatedly. It's leadership. When I inherited the audit committee how many moons ago, that wasn't meeting quorum either. And I got that to meet quorum, okay? I wasn't chair anymore. They had a problem meeting quorum. It's all about leadership. But years ago, I think in 2000, maybe 8 or 9, I was on that committee, and it used to meet. So I don't understand why it can't meet now.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
It just seems like they're having many of our committees are having a hard time meeting, and I thought that the whole point of our bylaws amendments were that we were going to try to fix some things so that we didn't have what I thought were unnecessary problems, and that people would be on committees because they really wanted to serve on the committees, not because it was an obligation. We seem to have difficulty filling this position, and I think that I would give it all the respect it is due if it were a task force rather than a standing committee. That's just the way I feel.
Okay, thank you. I got Lydia, but let me see. Does anybody have spoken on this? Want to say anything? Maybe everybody has spoken. Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so the difference with a programming committee versus technology or some of these other things is that programming is one of the invested issues. It's the reason that many people run for the board, whether they should or not, that is the reason. And so there's a lot of investment there at the local level. It's the one committee that should not be devoid of LSB representation. I have not served on it because that's not quite personally my focus. I like to participate in governance so that it allows the space for types of program. I don't lobby usually for, you know, a specific program or anything like that. However, for representation demographically, for representation issue-wise, for representation, et cetera, that kind of diversity can only be had at the PMB, at the LSB level, because it affects their local stations' programming, and each one of our stations are distinct and they're different. So I don't see how you can turn that into a task force and have it be meaningful or have those changes respected or bought into by the rest of the network. It defies all logic. But anyway, so I, but again, I'll be challenging it based on the bios, but the value if we have an my amendment, which I'm advocating for, of course, is that if this is challenged and if the new KPFA directors and or the existing KPFA directors decide that now, you know, for whatever reason, that they didn't, well, they've already put in writing they didn't know about the timeline, so they're not denying about that they voted, you know, not according to the new timeline. So therefore, if we vote on my amendment right now, it'll be a smooth transition either way, whether the bylaw amendment stands or not. The dynamic will be the same, and that won't set us back into months of arguing about it. So I say, you know, let's just go with it. I say vote yes on my amendment.
Okay, and Campbell, did you get the amendment as well as the original motion?
Let's see what I have down here. Committee. Okay, the motion was that we reestablish the program committee as a committee. The amendment from Lydia was that the committee should be populated as described in the bylaws.
Okay.
That's what I have.
For the right. Programming standing, for the programming standing committee.
Okay.
This is Teresa.
Let me get the terminology correct. Would you repeat that, please?
No, just that exactly what you said, but at for the programming standing committee. In other words, the bylaws. What about that? No, that's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm just adding those three words.
Described in the bylaws.
No, you don't have to do that. Just whatever you said. I'm sorry. The bylaws under the programming standing committee. That's it. Three words. Programming standing committee.
This is Teresa.
Go ahead.
It seems like almost that I should object because it seems like Lydia's amendment is an attempt to Lydia's amendment is an attempt to totally violate or invalidate the motion because she wants to object to this bylaws amendment in the first place. And your motion is an attempt to create a committee because you don't want to call it a task force because you know Lydia objects to that. But her attempt to say it has to comply with the bylaws is an attempt to totally invalidate your whole motion. So I'm objecting to her amendment.
Okay, and this is Lydia. May I respond?
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I'm not denying my position on this on the bylaws. I voted against the new bylaws amendment, but I am, as I said before, I don't believe that it passed. But if it did pass, then I think it should remain as a committee, and Teresa's correct there, but I'm not trying to do anything sneaky. I'm being very upfront. I voted openly against the amendment because programming was added, although I totally support the text. And so I am just saying that this way, if the bylaws amendment does not path, we're not going to have to be going back and forth on the formation of this committee. But, you know, that's it. I'm not trying to hide what my position is on this issue.
Well, if the point of information, if the bylaws amendment is not passed, then if there's a decision that the bylaws amendment is not passed, then it's a standing committee, and we don't need to say that it goes by the terms of the bylaws.
That's correct. But if the majority, which passed it to begin with, says it did pass, then this motion at least preserves this until the next round, or until, you know, whatever. We're not going to be fighting about it. So. But I think we should just vote.
Okay. Teresa, did you hear?
Well, I guess I was asking for a ruling, Bill. I think you're trying as hard as you can. I find that Lydia is being...
Please don't characterize me. Let's just vote on the motion. Vote no if you're against the amendment. I'm going to vote yes.
I'll just say...
A point of order.
I don't know how much longer I'm going to be on this phone because I'm not feeling well now. Just a point of order. With all due respect, you know, I think people make motions based on their beliefs and what they genuinely think is in the best interest of the foundation. Just so to ascribe motive, if that's the case, when any of you guys make a motion, Lydia could say the same thing.
I'm sorry, Lydia, but I didn't even get the words out of my mouth. So.
Okay, well, let Nia finish, please, Teresa.
Yeah. I just think this is the way Lydia feels. She feels that in her opinion, she's doing what's best for the organization. I don't understand why. It almost feels like, you know, she's being guilted into not making her motion. That's not correct. I mean, we agree and we disagree all the time. We have to do it respectfully, you know. We just respectfully disagree. Either we voted up or voted down. But to guilt her into think that she's thinking one thing when that's not what she's thinking, I think, I just don't think that is correct. That's not right.
Well,
okay.
I would apologize
Thanks.
If I'd
what?
Ever gotten anything out of my mouth, but since I didn't, I just
well, go ahead,
find
Teresa.
It problematic.
You...
As I said, it seems like this motion, this amendment is worded so we can have it both ways. If it's decided that the amendment passed, then this amendment would say, well, it's going to have even though it passed, if it passed, we want this committee to have the same structure as the standing committee. And I think the standing committee, the reason why there was a problem with the standing committee is that some of our LSBs, they didn't have two people that wanted to serve on it. I don't know why, they just didn't. And it might not have been while you served, Nia, it might not have been that way when I served, but I just think that our committee structures are cumbersome. Since I served on it, we have at least three different committees or task forces on the national level. We have the FRAT, that people are serving on, and we have the development committee that people are serving on, and on the local level, people are just really busy, and I think they're I think they're struggling to get their meetings together. So I was just trying to hopefully problem solve with some of these amendments.
Okay. This is Bill. I'm just going to say I think Lydia's amendment is okay. I mean, this could always be changed in a year or two or whatever, but if that's what the program committee wants to do, that's fine. I do have concerns, like Teresa was expressing, that I think that committee and several others have had too much trouble meeting quorum, and that's why I think it might be better as a task force. But if they can do it as the way they've been doing it, that's fine with me. So let's vote on Lydia's amendment. Can we do that, please? Everybody clear what it says?
Could you kindly repeat it, Lydia? Or
how about Campbell?
No, so Campbell.
Okay, Campbell.
Okay, we're back to the Lydia's amendment.
Yes.
Correct.
The committee should be populated as described in the bylaws under the Programming Standing Committee.
Okay. Can you call the roll? We can vote on that amendment.
Sure. Teresa Allen?
Say no.
Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
I'll abstain.
I beg your pardon? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Bill.
He abstained.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was abstaining.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I was going on and off mute.
Let's see, who's, well, I guess next is me. I'll pass. Ophelia Longaza? Ophelia, I can't hear you. Okay, Tracy Rosenberg? Tracy, can't hear you. Okay, so I guess it's back to me, and I'll abstain as well. So we have two yes, one no, and two abstentions.
Okay, thank you. All right, can we go ahead and vote on the amended motion?
The amendment passes.
Right. Can we go ahead and vote on the amended motion? You want to read that again, please, Campbell?
Okay. We reestablish the program committee as a committee.
With Lydia's extra language.
Oh, with the amendment. Yeah. Okay, motion with amendment.
Okay, is there any objections to that? Hearing none, and the
okay, passed without
motion
objection.
Is approved. Thank you. Okay,
hello.
Next agenda item. Yes.
This is Lydia. Sorry, I walked away from my phone, but I had my Bluetooth on. What was the vote?
It passed without objection.
That's the motion with your amendment.
Oh, okay. And I have to leave the call, and so I don't know if you'll still have quorum, but I have to go pick up my computer that's in the shop, and they're going to close shortly. So I'm off the call. Sorry. I don't know if you still have quorum, though. Okay.
Yeah,
good night.
Thank you. Okay, let me just ask, we're almost done anyway. Confirm next meeting date for coordinating committee, February 4th.
Okay.
This may depend a little bit on what happens with the motion on the seating new people, because if they haven't elected committees, then there may not be a meeting. But we can go ahead and put it on the calendar and could be canceled, I guess, if it doesn't happen.
Okay.
So my suggestion is we go ahead and reserve February 4th. It's the first Monday. It's sort of our regular meeting date.
Okay. So you'll handle that?
Yeah. Are there any objections?
I don't object.
Without
okay, hearing none, we'll do that. Any new business? And action items. Let's see. I need to ask for an opinion from Andy Gold, and Campbell needs to send out the motions, like this one we just approved also.
I sent out the motion already.
Okay.
And
well, the one
we
just approved, we
need to notify
also
you of when W's directors will be. I think somebody else also needed to do
yeah,
that.
Nia.
Will be elected.
I don't know when WBAI is going to have their election either.
Okay.
We're doing it all on Wednesday. We're doing the officers, and then we're doing the directors. We're having two delegates meetings.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Good for you.
I wish you luck. It usually takes us about 3 hours for each of those, or at least 2 hours.
Well,
so good luck.
I'm off the board today. So if they want to be there for 6 hours, me and Bediaco will not be there. That is for sure.
Okay.
They could meet all night long. God bless.
Alert the press.
Okay. And Campbell, can you also send me the motion that we just passed? I need that too.
This one,
Bill?
This now that we just passed?
The one on coordinating, I mean on the programming committee. Yeah.
Okay.
Bill?
Or I can wait all the minutes tomorrow if you're sending in my whole app.
Okay.
Yeah, Nia?
I'll send them tomorrow.
Bill?
Yeah, Nia?
Could you please send that one about the director to Andy Gold tonight? Because, I mean, that should be pretty easy because Cammy's going to send it to you electronically.
I already sent it.
Okay. So can you send it to Andy tonight, please, Bill?
Okay. So who's the three directors signing on asking for a written opinion?
The motion was that all the people who voted yes to put their names to it.
Okay.
That was what Lydia said.
Yeah, I had about four names on it.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
But you
said you had
about.
What was the
I'm not
the
looking at it right now.
Okay.
Well, if you sent the names, that's okay. I'll look at it in an email.
I've sent it to all the members of the committee.
Okay.
I'm going now.
Okay. Anything else anyone have? Hey, I want to thank all of you for serving on the coordinating committee this year.
No.
And, okay. The people who voted
luck.
Yes were Lydia, Nia, Campbell, and Afia.
Okay.
Okay. Good night, all. And this is my last coordinating committee. And you take care. Godspeed.
Good night.
Nia.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. I guess we're adjourned.
Okay.